We are wrapping up a nice winter day across eastern New York and western New England. We saw a nice mix of sunshine and just a few thin clouds through the day. Now, many of you would argue it is a bit on the cool side, and it certainly is. But if you're not a fan of cold, you'll be pretty pleased with what I have to tell you, as some warmer air will work its way into our area over the next couple of days. Then it's back to the cold once again as a cooler push comes in Friday, and that will chill things down for the first part of the weekend on Saturday. Right now we're dealing with some cool weather across the area, and we'll keep it on the cool side heading into tonight. Lows will be generally around 20 degrees, and it's been fairly clear through the day. We'll start to see some clouds come in overnight, and those clouds are in response to warmer air beginning to come in aloft. And I'm going to mention this as well, as that warmer air comes in later tonight, there's a small chance that there may be a few patches of drizzle that develop across the area. And with the ground temperature cold, any patchy drizzle will freeze on the ground, causing the potential, at least, for some icy spots later tonight into tomorrow morning. So that's just something to keep in the back of your mind first thing tomorrow, as you may encounter some icy patches in portions of our area. And then through the day tomorrow, we'll see a nice mix of clouds and sunshine. And you're really going to notice the change on the thermometer tomorrow. So temperatures will be quite a bit warmer than today, running basically in the neighborhood of 40 degrees. Areas south of Albany may make it even close to 50, but in and around Albany, we're about 40 to 45 degrees tomorrow. So that'll feel a little more like maybe March than February. And then on Thursday, temperatures will reach to around 50 degrees across most of the area, so that'll feel quite mild. It's not going to be the brightest of all days, as we're looking for some clouds and even the chance for a few spotty showers, though I will mention it doesn't look super damp on Thursday, so I think even if you might need that umbrella from time to time, there's going to be plenty of gaps in that rain as well. And then on Friday, we'll have a system come through with a cooler push of air behind it, so that could bring us some rain or snow showers on Friday. Temperatures on Friday will still be near 40, but it will turn cooler Friday night into Saturday, so we'll have a wintry feel to start off the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of spotty freezing drizzle late at night, low around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, with a high around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of some spotty freezing drizzle late at night, low around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, with a high around 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty freezing drizzle late at night, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of spotty freezing drizzle late at night, low around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or two, with a high around 50. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler, with a high around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.